The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Curry got it. Rattles it home. That's Curry with the offensive rebound and a putback. Lillard passed it up. Green got a hand on it. A turnover. Up ahead. Curry. It's Curry. Some ball handling, fires up a three, does it again! 40 tonight. The Warriors, with all this talent, have the best player in the game right now in Steph Curry. And he delivers a performance for the ages here tonight.
I love this game and love playing and love competing and really, really missed being out there with my teammates and to help our team get a win tonight in that kind of fashion and whatnot. That was a good feeling.
He's back, and he's unanimous. Think Hoffman will have a love fest today? Let's do it. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Tuesday when you guys are usually in a bad mood. I don't really care. I'm in a good mood, so don't bring your evil to us.
Don't bring that around here.
Just looking at trends on Twitter, Curry, 702,000 tweets.
All right.
And that's at 4 o'clock in the afternoon the day after. Although I guess he's officially most valuable player today. So that was pretty good. That was a pretty good effort, I would say.
I'd say that was above average. Especially overtime.
Yeah, the 17 points in overtime. And for a guy who didn't look like he was going to play, goes out there and gets it done, unanimous MVP. I mean, I figure this is where you've got to be, you know, telling the people how excited you are.
I mean, listen, this is no surprise. Is it a surprise to you?
What, that he scored 17 points in overtime?
No, not that. That he was the unanimous MVP.
No, it doesn't surprise me.
Somebody said on Twitter today, I can't believe, he said, I'm not saying he's not deserving to be the MVP, but how is it possible that he's unanimous? And I said, name, who was this other person, this other magical person who should have gotten a first place vote over him? Who is it? There isn't one.
I mean,
Kawhi Leonard's great. He had a great season. He didn't have anything near the season Curry had.
Yeah.
And LeBron James, and this is what's kind of crazy about LeBron James. LeBron James had what would be, by his standards, a down season. And he was still third in the MVP voting and still was fantastic all season long. But there's no doubt who the MVP of the league was. And if I was ever going to make a case for a unanimous decision, that's where it's for.
Yeah, I don't understand why. I think there is that natural, and you do this sometimes, there's that natural part of us that wants to just be contrary and say, well, but look at Kawhi Leonard and what he did. Yeah. Look at LeBron James and what he did. But realistically, if you just look at the season that he had
and
the team success, and you really can't make a case for another guy.
He was unquestionably, and statistically, it pans out this way too.
Oh, yeah.
The best player and was on the best team, not just the best team this season, the best team in the history of the NBA. There's no argument against him. I mean, I know that he's not the most, a lot of people don't like him. I get it. That's fine. You don't have to like him. A lot of people don't like LeBron James.
Different folks. It has nothing to do with who I'm voting for.
It has nothing to do with who is deserving of being the league MVP. And if you've ever watched LeBron James and some of the seasons he's had and said, oh, he shouldn't be the MVP, just take your Homer glasses off for just a minute. Look at what the guy did. Don't think about he's not on your favorite team or you don't think he's, you think that he's phony, or you can't believe he left for more money here. Don't think about that stuff. Just think about what he did this season. It's unprecedented. And there's no more deserving man than him.
And it should have been unanimous. And it was. So I saw Doug Gottlieb tweeting out stuff about how it shouldn't have been unanimous either.
That's Doug Gottlieb trying to be, he's trying to be contrary.
Trying to get attention.
He's trying to get clicks.
Yeah, and it worked.
Because this season, there is no argument. You cannot make a valid argument for someone else. You
actually
really can't.
It almost worked to where I almost unfollowed him, which I should do anyway, because I don't really care what he has to say anymore. But I saw that, and I'm like, really? How do you? Yeah, I mean, I guess people who are trying to get attention will make a case, but there's, in this case, this situation, it's impossible. And I would love to be able to try to come up with something to contradict it, to say, hey, yo, this guy. I can't. It's not even close. 713-780-ESPN is your number.
Now,
they did need him last night, too, as it turned out.
What I will, you know, people saying that he's him being unanimous MVP is a slap in the face to people like LeBron or Jordan, who were never unanimous. That's a different argument. Should LeBron at one point have been a unanimous MVP? Without question. There were times where I was like, how did anyone else get a vote?
Yeah.
Were there seasons like that for MJ? Absolutely. The year that they went 72-10, there shouldn't have been anyone getting a vote except Michael Jordan. It really shouldn't have been. But it happens. That's a different topic. Saying should somebody else have been getting these unanimous votes before? That's a different conversation. But now, should Steph be getting unanimous votes this year? Absolutely.
But your argument is with whoever didn't vote those guys unanimous, not who did this. And if you just voted against him just to keep him from doing that because they never did, that's dumb. I hate that kind of thinking. Say, so, Michael Jordan was never unanimous, so this guy can't be. You got to look at things in context, and in this case, is a one season thing. 713 asks, even as a Rockets fan, how in the world did James Harden get a third place vote?
I don't know. I don't have an answer to that. I don't think I'm guessing it's someone locally.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. If you watched him all year locally, there's no way you could vote for him. I just assumed it was somebody in another city who just looked at his offensive numbers.
Maybe,
and go,
so. Yeah, that's, he put up big numbers offensively.
He did. So. He did. But if you watched him game in and came out,
no way.
There's not a chance in hell, right?
I believe this season that the only people that should have received first, second, and third place votes, Steph Curry and then Kawhi Leonard and LeBron James, were 2 and 3. I don't know how you want to order them.
Yeah.
But nobody else should have even gotten a third place vote.
It was as cut and dried as... And if you want to throw a third place vote at a guy who, you know, had a really good year for a team that you didn't expect, I'm okay with that, just to give him a little recognition.
But I mean, Russell Westbrook, you could maybe
But for the most part, I thought it was pretty easy. Somebody says it was Worrell who voted Harden third. Okay, Bill, it's probably time for you to stop voting then, man. Love Bill Worrell, but here are your votes, because everybody's kind of curious about this.
Okay.
Your first place vote. Hang on, this is not loading all of a sudden. All right, here we go. Steph Curry, 131 of a possible 131 first place votes. 1,310 total points. Of course, Kawhi Leonard was second with the most second place votes, 54. He had 34 thirds, 26 fourths, 8 fifths for 634, beating LeBron James by 3 total points. So that would have been, if Steph Curry had dropped dead halfway through the season, this would have been very close. LeBron James had 40 second place votes, 48 thirds, 34 fourths, and 9 fifths for 631. The only other guys who got significant votes, Russell Westbrook, 29 seconds for 486 total. Kevin Durant had 2 seconds for 147 total. Chris Paul, 4 seconds for 107 total. And Draymond Green with 2 seconds for 50 total. The other guys who got votes, the also receiving votes gang, Damian Lillard, I'm actually kind of glad to see him get 26 total points. 1/3, 4/4, 9/5.
I mean, throwing that guy 4th, 5th place votes, I don't have a problem.
Yeah. And James Harden, 1/3, 1/4, and 1/5 for 9 points, beating out Kyle Lowry, who had 1/4 and 3/5 for 6.
Yeah.
And so that was your voting.
Your third place vote was Bill Worrell. Let me tell you what's offensive about Bill Worrell's ballot. Steph Curry 1, Russell Westbrook 2, James Harden 3, LeBron James 4, Chris Paul 5. You notice someone who's left off his ballot? Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
Who somehow, of these 131 voters, there were 9 people who didn't even have him in the top 5, including
Bill
Worrell.
Wait a minute. Didn't Worrell leave, if I'm not mistaken, didn't he leave Leonard off the Defensive Player of the Year ballot completely?
He may have.
Dude, you got to stop voting, Bill,
but
if that's the case.
That's, I mean, you're talking about.
I might be wrong about that. I need to double check that, but I'm pretty sure he left Kawhi Leonard off the ballot entirely.
I don't understand how you can leave Kawhi Leonard off your top 5 ballot. This is the best defensive player in the league, who also happened to average 21 points, 7 boards, 3 assists, 2 steals, a block, and they won 67 games. I don't know how you leave that guy off your top 5 and put James Harden on. That's all right. That's a problem.
Yeah, I'll double check, but I'm pretty sure.
But you know what? He won the Chris Sheridan didn't have him in his top 5.
It's another guy who's hit and miss.
I don't get that. Brian Davis didn't either. The Thunder play-by-play guy. Hmm. The play-by-play guys for the Rockets, Thunder, Grizzlies, Cav, and Pistons, and then a couple other television analysts for the Clippers, and a radio analyst, Cedric Maxwell, Cornbread, for the Celtics, left him off.
Well, so apparently,
and then a writer from Philly.
And this is from a story in the San Antonio Express News. Of 130 sports writers and broadcasters who had an official Defensive Player of the Year vote, Worrell was the only one who did not include Leonard on any ballot. He was one of 44 to rank Draymond Green first, who won. But then he had Anthony Davis and Trevor Ariza were his
three.
Yeah,
that's just, I mean.
And it wound up not costing Leonard Defensive Player of the Year because Green won anyway. But how do you leave that guy off of there?
That's not a, I don't know. There's some sort of bias there. I don't think that's.
I mean, Leonard won, not
yeah, Leonard won yeah. anyway.
But I mean, he won anyway. But that's
there's got to be some kind of bias there, and I just don't. I think that's ugly. If you're going to take your personal bias into this,
well, he claims he just forgot and put him on the ballot, and it was a mistake. But
if you're just leaving, forgot to put him on the MVP ballot.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Now, if you did that on the MVP, it's not just forgetting.
John, so. Can we get that guy on?
Worrell?
Yeah,
I'll try.
Yeah, I'd like and to, listen, I like Bill. I have a lot of respect for him, but that's crazy. Crazy talk.
But James Harden is on 2 ballots that didn't have Kawhi Leonard on them. And if you live in a universe where you think James Harden was a better player than Kawhi Leonard this year, you shouldn't watch basketball. You shouldn't. You shouldn't talk about it because you don't know anything about it. It's preposterous. All right, let's go to Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free. How you doing, Aubrey?
It's the San Antonio hater. Let me just tell you, if you morphed him into Joe Montana's productivity, there would be people that would say, man, that's one of the worst quarterbacks I've ever seen in my life. He's so short, he can't throw the ball far. You know, he'd say everything about it. San Antonio haters, man, they're so awesome and done so much. You know, they've accomplished so much. And they do it quietly. They just, to me, the Spurs are class. They're just pure class. And I see a lot of writers don't like them because of that. I would equate it to Tim Tebow a little bit to me. But, hey, I'm just a carpet cleaner. Who do I know? I would put Kawhi Leonard up there, but I just clean wee-wee up for a living. What do I know?
Well, tell us how that's going, my man.
Like it goes every single day. Friends, when you pick up the phone, dial 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-DIRT-FRE. I can't even say dirt-free. 281-DIRT-FREE, or go to dirtfreecarpet.com. We'll come out to your home. We'll start in the very worst area, and we don't care what the obstacle is. Tile, grout, leather, drapes, upholstery, wool rugs, you know, the wool, even over wood floors, over marble, we can rolling it up. Because our new specialty vortexing wand will not get underneath wet at all. 281 Dirt Free, dirtfreecarpet.com, $100 free speed dry. We're giving out free chem free if you have a quart bottle of trigger sprayer, you know, ready to go, we'll give you enough spotter so that you don't have to buy those harsh chemicals and have something under the cabinets the kids can poison themselves with. If you can take the Chemfree and wash your face with it. So it's safe for children. It's a great spotter. Works better than anything I've ever used in my life. 281 Dirt Free, $30 worth of Chemfree, $100 Freak Speed Dry Guys. How can you beat those two gimmies with any purchase at 281 Dirt Free?
Hard to beat, my man. That's Aubrey Theodi. Got the best deals for you, as always, when he comes on our show. Give him a call. Tell him you heard about us here. Appreciate you, Aubrey. We'll talk to you next week, man.
Thanks, guys.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Happy Tuesday. Hope you're having a good one. Not a bad day outside. It's a little humid. But
you know what else I don't like about, you know, I see, you know, I was reading off that list of the people who left Kawhi Leonard off their ballots.
Yeah.
Most of them are play-by-play guys. How many games do you think they watch outside of their own team? I'm guessing about none.
Yeah, zero. Zero. Because if that's your job and you're having to keep track of your team and the other team, then you're not watching games in a hotel when you're on the road.
Come on.
I mean, you're probably hiring as many prostitutes as you can, anything to get your mind off it, right?
That just pisses me off. The play-by-play guys shouldn't have a vote because they don't watch enough games. Well, they watch their own team.
And they're inherently biased. They're paid by their own team, and I agree. I don't think they should. Let's squeeze a phone call or two in. Rico, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Sports to you.
Yeah. I know it's not Wednesday, but what are the odds the Warriors have the number one point guard, the number one shooting guard, and the number one power forward?
I don't know about that. I mean, the number one point guard for sure. Draymond is an interesting one because I don't know if I consider him a real power forward. When they're at their best, he's playing center.
He does a lot of like what Tim Duncan's done for years, where he swings back and forth between positions, where technically he's a power forward, but he also plays in the middle. I don't think I'd quite put him up there. If you were asking me who I'd rather have on my team, I'd probably rather have LaMarcus Aldridge.
Yeah.
At this stage, I'd probably take him over Dirk at this stage of their careers. But there's... Yeah, there's not a lot of guys though that I'd rather have.
No, I mean they're in the conversation for sure. Is Klay Thompson the best two guard? Well, I'd probably rather have Anthony Davis over Draymond too. As good as
he's not the best year this year, but yeah.
As far as that two guard though, I'd have a hard time. I don't know who I think is way better than him right now.
Depends on if you consider LeBron a two guard or a three.
No, he's a three.
I mean, he plays back there some, but just like it's like a lot of guys, he swings so much.
I think you could make arguments for a couple guys. You could, I don't know. Dwayne Wade maybe. I think Wade's probably past his prime. James Harden is a guy people would make an argument for, but they've got top five players at three different positions.
I say top three players at three different positions.
Okay, I'll give you that too.
Because I honestly can't get past Aldridge and Davis really before I get to Green.
No,
if I'm trying to draft right now, you know, and technically Carmelo's a four, but I think I'd rather have Green right now.
Yeah,
I mean it's hard to say because I don't know if I had a team where I needed somebody to score a lot, maybe not, but. Let's try Marcus. What's up, Marcus?
Sportsman.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly.
Hey, are you on speakerphone? I can barely hear you. What's going on?
Oh, no. Might be the phone service is a little cheap. But I agree with you guys about the NBA. You know, Steph Curry winning, you know, Draymond Green, and Kawhi Leonard being left off. And I hate to get off topic, but I want to get to
What, Jameis, what about him?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't.
I don't know. I don't know what you want to know about Jameis Winston. I think he had a promising season last year. I think if he continues to grow, a guy could be a great player. I wasn't sold that he was going to be the answer, but I mean, from what I've seen so far, the guy's pretty damn good. And if he can keep his head on straight, that guy's a player.
Yeah, I think, you know, like a lot of first year quarterbacks, this is where he needs to make a big jump, and we'll see if he does. Yeah, I'm really not sure what you were asking there. Let's try Eugene.
Yeah, that was a bad phone connection.
Yeah, Eugene, what's up, man?
What's up, guys?
Sports to you.
I want to comment about the NBA play-by-play commentators, you know, and the excuse you guys are giving for them, that the fact that most of them just watch their games, so they don't know much about Kawhi Leonard. I don't like that, because I feel like if you're calling games, you know, in NBA, you should know about Kawhi Leonard, even if you just call your own game. His name, his statistics have been all over the news, all over ESPN. He won the defensive player of the year. Even if you do not know much about him, when all this news, all the statistics come about him, I feel like you should do some research. Find out who this guy is.
Well, and that's why I say these play-by-play guys, I mean, you can research all you want. You can read all you want about these players, but you don't really know about how great guys are until you watch them.
Well, and they do get to see them a few times a year.
Yeah, four times a year.
It depends. Some, like LeBron, you're only going to see twice a year if you're the Rockets guy. Like, I'm not making an excuse for him, because if I have a vote in something, I'm taking it seriously. And I've had votes in things before. And,
as you should. And you have to take it seriously.
You look at everything and you try to make the best decision. And, you know, and I voted on everything from horse racing to baseball to college football. And everything, every time I did it, if it wasn't something that I had seen a lot of, I damn sure went back and watched as much of that person as I could and make sure you make the best decision. And if you're a play-by-play guy, I get it, man. You get there, you know, let's say you get to Memphis and you do the game and you're done. The last thing you want to do is go watch more basketball. It's the same thing as if, let's say you drive a cab.
Right.
Well, when your shift's over, you're not going to go study what other cab drivers are doing. You don't care. You're going to go get some sleep or, you know, get ready for your next shift. I think these guys don't really, you know, some of them love the game and will watch a whole bunch, but most of them don't. Most of them are just, you know, they're going to spend a lot of time studying the opponent so they know what they're talking about. They're going to do their game, and then they're going to move on to the next one. And I just think that's not the best way to learn everything you can about the players you're talking about. And in this case, it's really not that hard, because all you have to do is take, say, the five guys that everybody's talking about. Just go do a little research. And then go back and study him and look at him and then say, you know what, I think James Harden needs to be fifth in here.
But you know what? Listen, if you sat and watched, and this is where it's unforgivable what Bill Worrell did. This guy watched James Harden play 86, 87 games this year. He should know that he's not the third best player in the league this year. He should know.
832 says, the idiots who would vote a certain way just to not have a unanimous winner reminds me of the Baseball Hall of Fame. Stupid.
Oh, it's so petty.
No, I agree. It is very petty. And
I'm glad that that people voted correctly this season, because there had it been 130 votes or what, I would have been really frustrated, because there's like I said, there is not another player who could have been number one on a ballot and someone could have justified. And I mean, the voting, as we're talking about, in a lot of ways was really off this year. There were some people who got votes that shouldn't have, and
right.
You know, I don't think there was enough of it where it would have really swung the final order. I think the final order is
pretty close to what it should be.
I mean,
you could argue 2 and 3. You really could.
Yeah. But for the most part, it's good, but it's when you look at these individual ballots, it blows your mind. And of course it's up to each person to make their own opinions. I get that. But
And you want a cross-section. You want different opinions. You want people from different regions, because they see things that you don't.
But I don't know that play-by-play guys are the best guys to take into account, because I don't know how much of other teams they're really watching.
Yeah.
What I'm basically saying is I should have a vote. I watch all these games. I need to. I should just give Bill Worrell's vote to me. He doesn't know what he's doing. Terrible.
Lance says, not to take away from what Curry is doing slash did, but hasn't Aldridge been great during these playoffs? Again, this is where we have to remind you, regular season,
yeah,
award.
Regular season
and,
award.
And nothing that's happened since means anything to that award. And Jesse says, you know, you listen to the Blitz too much when someone at work says something stupid and you make a bell sound and yell shame. Well played, sir.
All right, guys, I got a new sponsor I got to tell you about. Window World of Houston. Not only do these guys provide premium quality replacement windows at a great price, but their energy-saving windows are made right here in the good old United States of America. They carry the good housekeeping seal of approval. Window World's become the country's number one company by offering a lifetime warranty, higher quality product, and a low price that starts at just $189 a window, plus $45 for solar zone low E to meet Texas energy regulations. The first step to reducing your energy bill, call Window World of Houston to schedule your free written estimate. Absolutely no hassles or high pressure. It's a free estimate. What do you have to lose? They're going to come in. They're going to show you what they could do. They're going to show you what they could save you. If you don't like what they've got to say, okay. It's free. Say thanks a lot for stopping by. Take care. That's the end of it. Give them a call. 713-439-1172 or go online, windowworldhouston.com. That's 713-439-1172 or check them out on the web, windowworldhouston.com. Window World, simply the best for less. Give them a call today.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And a couple of things here. Samuel says, has it ever occurred that Worrell purposely left Leonard off his ballot because he's a Spur and he works for the Rockets? If he did, then you shouldn't have a vote.
Yeah, that's not...
And the mod brings up the point that, well, does he not want Tad and Daryl and those guys to see that he, you know, didn't vote for Harden? And again, that's the problem. If you're worried about what your bosses think on who you vote for, you shouldn't have a vote.
You shouldn't.
I mean, you really shouldn't. It should be. And
how old do you think he is?
Who, Bill?
Yeah.
It's got to be late 60s, early 70s. I don't know exactly. John can look that up. He'll tell us.
Dustin says Bill's gone full Milo.
No, he's still got his faculties about him. At least he seems to.
During the games, I think
he still sounds really good during the games. But this kind of stuff, he shouldn't be in this position. A person who works for the team should not have a vote. It's that simple. It's you have to have some form of, and not that journalists do any better. I mean, they go out and vote for guys that are local that they like, but yeah, that's. It's one thing if you just made a mistake and left Leonard off the defensive player of the year ballot, but the fact that you left him off of both of these, that's an obvious, that's not just an oversight. That's, I'm not putting this guy on there. I'd like to hear why. There has to be a defense for it.
He's 68 or 69. I can't find his, okay. his birth year was 1947.
All right. So there we go. Let's,
he's not on Twitter.
Well, probably.
I feel like he should be so he can have some accountability so people can troll him.
You just want to get on there and troll him. But let's try Dennis. What's up, Dennis?
Oh, sports guys. How you guys doing this evening?
We're doing sports.
I would put that unanimous decision for Curry in the same category as I would put David Robinson winning the MVP the year he did. I'm not taking away from what Curry did, but the unanimous part I have a problem with.
Why? Who else should have gotten the number one vote?
No person should have garnered all of the number one votes.
One person was clearly better than everyone else.
They're the person that on his team that should have gotten one or two of those. Draymond Green, he's deserving of one or two of those votes because when Curry was out before the postseason, Green stepped up and basically carried that team. I mean, in my opinion, as a fan, he deserved at least one of those votes.
Okay. Well, I disagree. Steph Curry missed three games this entire season. It's not like he was out for 12 games and someone had to step up.
Did Green step up in the playoffs? Yeah. Is this a playoff award? No.
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 This guy shot 45% from three. It's unbelievable what he did this season. I mean, he's a guard. You see where he takes these shots from. I mean, he's taking shots from 4 feet behind the three-point line.
Yeah.
And he shot over 50% for the season. That's what guys like Shaq shoot, because the only shots they took were within 2 feet of the basket. This guy's shooting from all over the floor, and he's over a 50% shooter. I'm sorry. Draymond Green is a great player. There's no one in the world who watched Steph Curry this season. And I'm telling you, Draymond Green's mom would tell you that Steph Curry had a better season than Draymond Green. It's not even Draymond Green. That's not even up for discussion.
But you know what? Good try.
Again,
I appreciate the effort there.
I can give some consideration. Like if you said LeBron James should be the MVP, because I'm one of these guys that said if you take LeBron James off the Cavs, they're a Cleveland sports team again. And I truly believe that.
Yeah.
Like, in almost every team of LeBron James's career, if you remove him from that team, they're mediocre at best. Again, you could make that argument. Kawhi Leonard, maybe you can argue because he's so great defensively, but his offensive numbers are nowhere near Steph's. I just think that he is a runaway winner. And anyone who thinks that he shouldn't be unanimous is using some old school thinking where, well, Jordan was never unanimous, or so-and-so was never unanimous. Why should he be? Well, because they didn't play in this particular season, and Steph Curry was so ridiculously better than everyone else this season that he warranted being a unanimous choice.
And all the stuff about, well, I think so-and-so deserved a vote, and Django says, I agree with the last caller. Westbrook or Leonard should have at least grabbed one or two first-place votes. You know what they got? A lot of second- and third-place votes, which they deserved.
Yeah.
And why do you just give someone a first-place vote when, by any measurement, you can't say they had a better season or were on a better team? By any measurement. Just to say, oh, well, they deserved a first-place vote because they had a nice year. That's like giving everybody a trophy. They got their second- and third-place votes. That's what they deserved.
Barry Laminack, anyone that says D-Mo for 3-Mo shouldn't get a vote. I agree with that.
I think that's fair. I think that's fair, Mr. Laminack.
And Andres brings up another point about what T-Mac said today on ESPN. He said that Curry being a unanimous MVP shows how watered down the talent in the league is right now. I don't know what he could possibly be saying by that. I don't know why T-Mac would say such a thing. I think there's plenty of talent in the league right now. Just no talent that compared to Steph Curry this year. And you know what? Listen, and the thing, and the reason I always say LeBron James, LeBron, if LeBron really wanted to, LeBron could score 35 points a game and be the unquestioned MVP. But LeBron, and you could tell this season especially, they're more worried about saving him for the playoffs.
Yeah.
And it's not a priority to him.
And a lot of people asking how Jordan was never unanimous. I'd have to go back and look year by year as to why not. I just don't remember the voting totals because I never paid that much attention to it. But, you know, I'll go back and I'll go back and look and try to figure out why. But I'm sure there were reasons. But I think in this case, because the Warriors were so dominant from start to finish, it's really, really hard to make a case for anything else. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. But I do appreciate people trying to make a case.
And we
may disagree, but I at least appreciate them trying.
Shaq was one vote shy in 99-2000 of being unanimous. And LeBron James was one vote shy. God, I don't remember which one of his years it was. I want to say, I mean, it was when he was in Miami. One of the two that he got back-to-back in Miami. He was one vote shy of being unanimous. I mean, it's been close a couple times. But I mean, this is, to me, this is so warranted and so deserving. I couldn't make an argument with it.
I'd like to. But so it says, don't appreciate their ignorance. Give them a shame bill. I like it that people are trying to make a case. They just haven't been able to do it. So. All right. Yeah. And 979 makes a great point. If you want to argue that Steph shouldn't have been unanimous, you can't argue someone else should have had one vote. You have to argue that they were the most valuable player. So.
In 95-96, there were 113 votes. Jordan got 109 of them. Two went to Penny Hardaway, who I don't know if I would have said that was necessarily deserved, especially when you compare his numbers to MJ's that season. He was about 9 less points per game. One vote went to Hakeem Olajuwon, who, I mean, obviously so great defensively, almost averaged 3 blocks that season. Hmm. And one vote went to Karl Malone.
Okay.
But in a year where a guy won 72 games, I think I would have, I don't care what Penny Hardaway and Hakeem Olajuwon were doing.
Yeah.
Karl Malone, no.
I have to go back and look at who voted for him there, but that's... But that's no reason not to do it now because somebody really screwed up in 1995. How many of our listeners weren't even alive in 95?
Yeah.
So, all right, we're going to take a quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy Tuesday. Rice Baseball's back in town this week with one of their most exciting matchups of the season. Get to Reckling Park tonight at 6:30 to see the Owls take on the Houston Cougars in the latest installment of the Silver Glove Series. This is Owltown, so be there to cheer Rice on to victory. This is Owltown. I got to say, it's a little distasteful for me to say, John. I'm doing my job here. I'm reading this. But, you know, no disrespect to our Owl friends. Now, it's one thing if they're playing A&M or Texas. Okay, I can read that. So, yeah, this is Owltown.
You want AJ to read these from now on?
No, I'll do it. I'm just, you know, it's just a little uncomfortable. That's all. Anyway.
A lot of people saying Eric says NBA should give Durant and whoever a first place vote just because. Come on, man. That's what's wrong with today. Give someone a lot first place votes just because. Give everyone a trophy, then go hang a participation banner. Yeah, I don't see that. And Jay brings up Derrick Rose.
Yeah.
The year Derrick Rose won, he was 25-4-7 per game with a 44% shoot. He's a 44% shooter. Won the MVP, which don't get me started on that. We all know how I feel about Derrick Rose winning the MVP that year. Westbrook 25-7-10 with 45% this year. So Westbrook had a better season than Derrick Rose's MVP season and finished fourth in the voting.
But he didn't win 60 games or have the best record in the East either.
He did not.
So, and that's, I mean, part of this is how, and this is why it's so silly that we're even discussing whether or not Steph should have been unanimous, because part of it is how well your team did. If you didn't make the playoffs, you're not the MVP. No. I don't care what kind of season you have. If you have Steph's season and your team finishes 12th in the West, you're not the MVP. I mean, that's so much a part of it. That's why J.J. Watt didn't deserve that conversation when the Texans didn't make the playoffs. But when you have the best record in the history of the sport and you have a historical season, there's no doubt.
I looked it up. The years that Shaq missed by one vote, the one other vote went to Allen Iverson. And the year that LeBron missed by one vote, the one vote went to Carmelo Anthony, who missed 15 games that season. If you've watched Carmelo Anthony's career and you think about his time with the New York Knicks,
yeah,
there's never been a year where he should be getting a first place MVP.
No, especially when you miss that many games, which is what you know, my argument against Westbrook last year.
Yeah.
You can't be the MVP if you're missing, 20 games a season.
I didn't think there was an argument for who the MVP should have been last year either.
No, there really wasn't, but Yeah, I don't think it was unanimous last year. I think there were other guys you could make a case for.
Yeah, I mean, there was you could make a case for James Harden. You could make a case for LeBron James. Maybe one for Westbrook, but I don't think there was any doubt who should have won.
Yeah, I agree. The Mott says, let's stop acting like we don't know what it is. The Rockets are freaking sensitive. I hope that's not why. I really do. All right, let's take one more.
Again, if you're worried about getting fired for that.
Yeah, well, I mean, they
who do you think looks bad if they fire Bill Worrell for that?
Well, not Bill Worrell. We know they would, but
yeah.
Anyway.
It looks way worse when you don't put Kawhi Leonard on your top five. That's the worst look.
JRP asks, is there a bias towards offensive players winning an MVP?
I mean, Kawhi Leonard getting second place should tell you something.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's obviously, if you have a ridiculous offensive season, you probably got an advantage over a guy who's more known for his defense. But, you know, when they have
you like to think that a guy can do is an all-around player if he's going to be the MVP of the league.
Yeah. And, you know, just a defensive guy, it's going to be very hard for. But Leonard's not just a defensive guy. He's evolved into a really good player. Let's try Mike. What's up, Mike?
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
All I want to say is, man, people are crazy. You know, it's obvious that Steph was the best player in the league this year. Just like last year, it had been 38 years since we had a triple crown runner. Last year, we had one. That was the best horse, you know, the horse of the year. You know, this year, you look at Steph, they won 73 games. And, of course, he deserves that. And not only that, he's the prohibitive favorite coming into the year because he was the MVP last year.
Yeah. Well, last year aside, this season's numbers are so cartoonish that it's
video game crap. It really is. It's like when Brady threw for all those yards in the 18-0 season. And I mean, that's what it is. It's just one of those amazing statistical years. And, oh, by the way, the team was really good, too. God, it's been way too sportsy here the first
and
time.
And I remember when it was the year that Kevin Durant won, which was the season before Steph. So I guess it's 3 years ago now, but the season before Steph won his first. There were people saying that people weren't going to vote for LeBron anymore because if he got his fifth MVP, that would give him the same amount as Jordan. And people didn't think that was right. Again, these are the kind of things that should never come into play.
Well, and again, this is, you know how I feel about trying to protect the legacy of the past.
It's
just
pathetic.
Stop. Stop. Let things be what they are and then judge at the end. You know, that's how you know who wins. That's how you know who's the best. At the end, you look back and you say, wow, you know, this is how great this guy was. This is how great this guy was. But, you know, don't try to manipulate things. I hate that. Hey, can we mix it up for a minute?
What do you want to mix it into?
Because I just saw a very cool Twitter war.
Okay.
Between Mia Khalifa and are you familiar with Tom Setsido?
No.
He's basically an enforcer that the Penguins have used some this season. And apparently,
so a nobody hockey player is having
who fights. Basically, he's a fighter.
He's a goon.
He's a goon. Yeah.
So a goon hockey player is having a Twitter war with a pornographic actress.
Yes, and he started out with him having a Twitter war with another goon.
Oh,
and then she jumped in.
Oh.
Yeah. So,
well, who's the goon that...
Liam O'Brien is the other goon who tweeted out, haha, you really can't fix stupid, love it, talking about Setsido, who responded with, drop your gloves again, you coward, and then tweeted out a picture of him beating the crap out of O'Brien with O'Brien down on the ground. O'Brien says, take the rocks out of your head, the marbles out of your mouth, and for God's sakes, fix that hairline. He responded with, drop your bleeping gloves, then talk to me. You're a fraud. Always have. You'll be washing jock straps next year. Then Mia Khalifa jumps in. She says, savage. Hashtag enforcers gone wild. And then she says to Setsido, you look like the human equivalent of a flaccid penis. Your gene pool could definitely use a little chlorine. He responded with, you have a better playoff beard than I do. Hashtag get a wax.
That's actually pretty strong.
Yeah, that's a good. Oh, but she comes back. Wouldn't expect a meow like you to grow a playoff beard like this and then showed somebody else. And basically that was her response. But I'm going to give him the knockout on this one in the head-to-head. But yeah, nothing like a little Twitter war with enforcers and porn stars. All right, let's find some other sports to talk about. This has been a whole hour of freaking NBA.
How did you see that? Do you follow the porn star or the hockey
player? No. It Busted Coverage tweeted it out.
Okay.
So it just so happened that while we were talking about MVP stuff, I saw the tweet and just started reading it. That's why I was laughing while you were making a point earlier. Okay. Thought it was worth sharing. All right. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.